Discussion in India with Ajahn Suchin, October 2004. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah Abbott. 17th of October, Bodh Gaya. Discussion in the lobby of the Royal Residency Hotel. Participants include Jill, Nina, Sarah, Azita O, and John.
So I think it would be a good one to start.
Yes.
It's a question about, you say how important it is to understand sati.
Yeah.
And in order to develop satipatthana.
Not just only sati.
No, all realities. Yeah. But this is specifically a question
in
about
in order
sati.
To develop sati.
Yes, yes. So, in the beginning of the development of sati, at the level of satipatthana, the thing that strikes me is that, or I wonder whether the object is so very precise, or whether, like all other habits,
mm-hmm.
we are clumsy to begin with, so that it's not a clear distinction. This is nama, this is rupa, this is chitta, this is jetasika, this is lobha.
If it's clear, it's vipassana jnana, not only the beginning of satipatthana. It has to be like this.
Yes.
Because all dharmas are like something behind the black curtain, so black and so dark, even it is now appearing, but the understanding does not grow yet. So when there's no light of understanding, how can the realities behind the black curtain appear? See, it's like that, because it seems like it's so very easy, like seeing now, see, but the understanding of it as just a reality. If there is no understanding of what the Buddha taught in the very beginning, it's just like there's nothing there behind the black curtain, because it seems like everyday life that there are people and things and I all the time, but it's not like that at all. So Panya has to grow little by little, so very little, because each time when there is seeing and hearing, there is always ignorance and attachment after seeing and hearing all the time. So why didn't Buddha incline to teach after his enlightenment? Because it's against the current of life, because it has to start with detachment from the very beginning, because it's very difficult to become detached from everything that one is used to be attached to, from life to life, from eons and eons, not just one life. So it's so very difficult to even have such the beginning of detachment from not knowing, not understanding what it's about and how to develop it. Because many people would like to get result in this life or as soon as there is the understanding of realities, but that is not the way. Because where is the attachment? Right there. It comes all the time as soon as there are conditions for it to arise through any doorway. So one has to be wise to the moment of being attached and remember all the time that it has to be only one way, detachment with right understanding of reality which appears. So how it is a very long way to go, one has to be so very patient so one can understand the core of the teachings, being patient, the first. See, khanti, paramang, khanti, pentaba yang ying in Phasa Thai. Because without khanti, never become success at all.
Because then it's just lobha, it's just grasping, it's just expectation.
So it has to be panya which knows that is not the I who tries so hard to get the understanding, but it's the understanding which will gradually eliminate the idea of self from the very beginning, not to do, not to want, not to go away from this moment without any understanding. So when we talk about nama and rupa, we don't talk what's in the book only, whether it's citta, cetasika and rupa. But now, we know from books, we learn about reality in daily life, in everyday life, because when there is the beginning of life, patisanti, the birth consciousness, there must be many different types of citta arising from time to time, and without understanding it, what's there? Ignorance and wrong view of self all the time. So it's just keep on developing understanding in order to become detached. In order to become detached from wanting to do, wanting to get, but developing understanding, that's the only way, because only understanding can work its way, being detached and detached from reality which appears with just understanding of the characteristic of reality, as we have heard or as we have learned that there are only two types of realities, not self. They are the rupa, which cannot experience, but it's the object of experiencing, that there is attachment to that instantly. So in one's life, in the plane of five khandhas, there are rupas through the five doorways, just for attachment, without understanding. So right understanding learns to understand that without all this reality appearing when there is no citta. But when citta arises, this is now appearing. For example, visible object right now is absolute visible object, because it's that tattoo element which can impinged on the eye sense, not on the other sense. So citta can see it, just that. So we have lived quite a long, long time, years and years, and when there is the understanding of all these things, just for this, just for seeing visible object and hearing sound, and everything goes away, see? All the time, unknowing, just for this, in the circle of life and death, without understanding. So it's not a matter of trying so hard to develop it, but understanding it, and it will lead to the direct awareness. And then one knows that it's not you who is aware, but it's time for right awareness to arise, and it is aware at that moment. So understanding begins to know that it's so true. Hardness is just hardness, it's not visible object. So when we talk about the noble truth, this is one. The hardness, visible object, and everything in life. Just learn to understand that they are true, they are so true. When one appears, one doorway, just that, only that. And this is the way to help or to support awareness and other kusala, not just only satipatthana. And this is the way to eliminate the idea of I, who is trying so hard, because as long as one is trying years and how long, it doesn't work, because yes. It's so fussy to do something without any result at all. Better lie down or go having something instead, see? So we just come and talk about realities just to have panya understand better and better, and panya works its way. Become detached from wrong view, become detached from clinging, detached from going away from this moment to select other object for right understanding. So it's not the easy way, because people do not understand this. As soon as they hear about satipatthana, they'd like to do it instantly, try so hard how to have it. But that is wrong, quite wrong, because it's the self who's trying. And when they learn about the ayatana, the Dhatu and the Patijasamuppada, they can memorize all this, but not understand when anything appears, that object is also Ayatana, and the eye sense or ear sense is also Ayatana. Why? Because without this coming together, there cannot be hearing or anything in the world appearing at all. So we can understand Ayatana not just by book, but by awareness and by understanding the characteristic of realities. It goes deeper and deeper to the moment when there is no self and when realities appear and the understanding of the Ayatana is there. So it's just not the word in the book, no matter it's about Dhatu element, because hardness, we can say it's an element without any direct understanding or direct awareness. But when it's there, Panya develops to see that it is real, so it's Dhatu. We don't have to use any word, because at the moment of enlightenment, all Aryans like Buddha himself didn't have any word, no thinking, but it's the direct experiencing of the true nature of realities which cannot be hidden anymore, because Panya develops so that reality can appear to Panya. Reality arises and appears, but it goes away so fast. But we don't have to think about that. Okay? Just develop understanding by knowing the moment when awareness arises and when there is no awareness, that's all.
This is the beginning. It's so difficult to know the difference.
When awareness does not arise, it's impossible to think about it. But whenever it arises, one knows the difference instantly. That is different from touching and hardness appears and there is no thinking about the Dhatu or the reality right then, because one always think about it as something all the time. And it passed so fast. So it depends on direct awareness to be aware. Even just very little and very slight, because no change, no difference. Just then when it's aware, that's all. Just then when it is aware, and that's all. To become detached again, little by little, little by little.
Could you say a little bit more about, earlier you were saying panya, develop panya to become detached from reality, in order to become
clinging.
Detached from reality.
From clinging.
I mean, sometimes we say develop panya in order to understand more about the true nature of
because
reality.
Because without the understanding, how can there be detachment?
Right. What
there can never be detachment by the self or by the idea of self.
But my question was more, what is the importance of becoming detached from, as opposed to understanding the true nature of reality?
When there is no understanding, there is attachment or detachment?
I see. Attachment, yes.
But when there is understanding, one does not know the moment when it develops detachment by understanding. By itself.
So
it's not the other time to try to become detached.
Right. So a moment of understanding of reality is also
no self. So it's there, it understands, at the same time it becomes detached. Okay. And it grows little by little.
Is it detachment? Sorry, is it attachment to realities that is the problem of wrong view that exacerbates or helps develop wrong view? That makes us have more wrong view, I mean?
We are talking about wrong view of self, right? Mm. But when it does not arise, can there be the understanding of the reality of wrong view of self? But when there is awareness, you don't have to make anything arise at all. There can be wrong view arising. So awareness can No, right then, the characteristic of nama, the mental element, no self who is there, but that is the element of I is there. So one sees realities as we used to talk about, like loba and wrong view and everything, when there is awareness of that particular one. So we would say that we all have wrong view of self, but that's only words.
Yes.
But when there is awareness, it shows that that moment, it's the clinging, it's the self there. Even hardness here, when there is nothing in the world at all, just hardness. I is still I, it's me, it's mine. And when it's heat, like someone has high temperature, fever or illness, and heat is there, it's me. See, it's me. And then we know that it's not only word, but when that particular object appear and there is still the idea of self, we know that Panya will eliminate it when knows more that it's not me. It's only Tattu. It's only a reality.
Mm-hmm. I have trouble, really, that the worry is me. When I told you that I worry about Lodwijk's health, and you said it's only nama, it feels like a cold shower, you know. So it's my worry, really.
But it's the truth. See, yeah. Remember that it's the truth. No matter we think this way or that way, but the truth is that.
Yeah.
So coming to the truth, little by little, to see what
but
is
maybe,
truth.
But maybe we are not so far yet, or not ready
right.
yet to
right.
accept it.
Right.
And then we have aversion.
Yeah, because
yeah.
we know a lot about theory. We know a lot from books. But it's not the direct awareness of anyone enough in a day. So we know that only when it develops in a day, it arises and it turns to be realities instead of people and things.
But that's the most difficult.
It's so difficult. You're praising the wisdom of Buddha by
yeah.
saying this.
Yeah.
Otherwise it has no meaning to use the term Buddha.
It seems to me that Nina, because of your accumulations of caring for Ludwig
yeah.
and your natural accumulations for worry about
yeah,
his health,
yeah, yeah.
that even at those moments there can be awareness of realities, whether it's the thinking or the
worry.
It might be compassion, it might be aversion,
yeah.
all of those. But it will still happen.
Yeah.
It, you know, it won't stop you caring about him.
No, you can't stop it.
Of detachment.
Yeah. Yeah.
The purpose is
yeah.
not to stop thinking or worrying about
no.
him,
yeah.
but understanding any moment as it is. Who doesn't care for anyone as long as there is attachment? Okay. We know the different degrees of Aryans. Sotapanna is nasakata kami. Not anagami, not an arahata.
Yeah, but we still have this trouble.
You do
so,
not travel.
So
this is
so
the point.
So long as we don't know the difference between nama and rupa,
yeah.
we cannot yet really be aware of worry
yes.
As non-self.
Yes, so
because
weird.
We don't know the difference
yes.
between nama and rupa. So
yes,
what
yes.
about cetasikas?
Yes, it's yes. Because when it does not know, it does not know. You cannot do anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the first stage of insight, and then we get stuck there because it's so difficult for us.
It's like a test.
Yeah.
In everyday life, whether how much you cling to the result, or you do not cling now to the sensuous object, but you cling to knowing the difference between nama and rupa, and it hinders instantly. And so one knows that lopa is there. Lopa always hinder. It's the black curtain.
Usually when we talk about, you know, hindrances in Satipatthana, we say, okay, the only hindrance is wrong view, or sometimes we say ignorance, but it seems really it is lopa which hinders, because why so little satipatthana, because of lobha coming in immediately and following. But of course its characteristic can be known any time.